Welcome back of Steam, Steel, or Murder, back again with some actual play goodness. Tonight we have session 41, broken into two parts, which concludes the Harris story arc. As always, we encourage listeners to drop us email or join us on the public forums. For now, we give you session 41, part 1. It's been a busy week, but I passed my board, so all is well now.
Hooray!
You're officially bored?
Yes, I'm officially bored. Certifiably bored.
You mean like Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've always known you're certifiable.
Richard's just certifiable, yeah. It's for you, Richard. We know you're listening.
Richard, we know you're listening right now in real time, because we know you're a crazy person.
Well, at least you won't be the only one listening real time. This is Skype after all, right?
I don't think it's real time. I think it's off real time. It's phone call time.
It's fake time.
Okay. Laptop is now actually sitting in my lap, so if you still can only hear me very quietly, then there's
no. Something. Actually, you sound just fine.
Good. No. It's sitting in your lap. Good luck with the lap burn. Okay, I'm just looking at my paper and looking up all my damages and realizing, yay, I'm not that bad. And remembering, oh yeah, the doctor's a jerk because he's hurt more of our people than the enemy.
Oh, that is not true. That is completely not true.
I know. It's just he did
more damage to us than the enemy did to us.
Yes, but had I not been there, the enemy would have done more damage.
This
is also true.
I'm also going to point out that I was, with a little bit of health, I took out two effing robots by myself.
And you only suffered, a major and a minor, or a moderate and a minor from it? You suffered two consequences.
The bottom two consequences.
I took out all the robots by myself without a scratch.
That's right. He took out 50 robots by himself.
Hey, dude, yeah, they weren't even in the fight.
And I still took them out. That's how good I am.
No, they wouldn't have been. Yeah, they would have been in the fight on our side.
On our side, helping to destroy the base.
And probably shoot us by accident on the way down.
Oh, they might shoot Harris as well, so,
No! I know Bert. He's going to be in a self-sealed tube that goes directly to the bottom of the ship that we can't get to, no matter what.
And we already determined that, though.
Then he detaches the bottom half of the craft and it floats off as some sort of flying saucer while it plummets into the ocean.
That would be ridiculous.
It goes out the bottom of the ship and has to hang onto an aerial until someone flies around and picks him up.
Well, somehow one of his hands has fallen off.
Yeah.
And he's running out of oxygen.
If he even breathes oxygen anymore.
He's not French.
That you know.
He's not French. But I still need to ask him whether...
I could take no breathability?
Didn't you notice the slight augmentation on his daughter? Maybe you didn't.
No. I don't even know if she's really his daughter, to be honest. I'm suspicious at this point of everything.
Was it near her breast? Because otherwise he wouldn't have noticed.
Nothing even got on to the asking her out stage.
Hey, I did ask her out. I just ran away in the middle of the date.
That's a true gentleman. 41.
Hey, is it my fault a gas grenade went off?
Yes.
No, it wasn't. I point to Nick. It's his fault.
It's always your fault. They tried to cover up.
Who is this Nick person that you speak of?
I mean, Marlo's fault.
I think we're defaulting to it being Daniel Bishop's fault always now.
What the hell? Daniel Bishop is not guilty. And that would be and it will be found not guilty by a jury of the English peers.
Of people who have been previously bribed by the Daniel Bishop Society.
Yeah, there is a very large community of female voters who are very sure that that he's guilty of something.
Congratulations, you won your court case. Unfortunately, the group, the castrators of Daniel Bishop, are the ones that paid for it, and, well, they got a... they got one of their demands.
Yeah, you see them approaching with a huge pair of rusty garden shears?
I thought it was the ethical castration. The ethical,
that, that seems completely ethical to me.
That's not ethical!
Compared to the alternatives, it is.
All right, session 41. We don't have any comments to go over or any new emails. So, all right. So, has anyone had a chance, or has everyone had a chance to look at the boards?
Not really.
I'm not going to make any changes to anything as far as rule systems or whatever go. But what I'd like to do is go back to the original system before we started adding things to it. And just kind of build from there, see how it works through this adventure, and people can comment on it, and we can see if we want to add in or take out anything further. Let me post up the...
Is this where we're going back to where you declare an action versus someone else, and whoever's higher, there is no defense, but if you go full defense, you get the plus two, and...
Is the go in order of lowest to highest?
That's well. That was actually part of
the. What Marcus is saying is part of it. Yes, it's basically the PCs have the advantage in the original combat system because all the mooks, the non fate chipped villains, are basically they have one damage track. Is how you think of it. They really act as one entity. So let's say Marcus is shooting at one thug, and his role exceeds a thug by X amount, which is more than enough to take out the thug. Anything extra that Marcus generates actually goes to the next thug, and the next one, and the next one. So you can mow through thugs this way. And thugs don't get more than one roll against you. You've got the primary thug that you've singled out and you're battling against. That thug gets a roll. And then if any other thugs are also, let's say, shooting at Mr. Bishop, it adds plus one to the original thug's roll. So all they're doing is augmenting his roll. They don't get individual rolls of their own. But it does make it harder to win when several people are shooting at you because it's basically taking out your pool. So the idea is the PC should be able to mow through quite a few of the minions, the non-fate ship NPCs.
Bulb.
And we should go back focusing on them for a bit. That's why they'll gang up and lynch us.
Right. When you do enter combat against a chipped villain, they basically have the same they fall under the same rules as you. So let's say you've got 10 Cheka guys that are fighting alongside you. Well, the chipped villain can take them out as easy as you can take his mooks out. So they do fall under the same rules as PCs.
Is there any
my Cheka are mooks now?
Yeah, they're all mooks. If there's not a real player behind them, they're mooks. And sorry, Thad,
is there any way you can get a stunt or anything to augment your mooks to make them not so fragile?
There are actually stunts for that in the Satsi. If you have a commander, for instance, a person who's got the commander stunt can make his mooks more vicious, harder to take out. So, yes, there are ways to augment the mooks.
I'll need to remember that if I ever decide to join the military.
The big thing to remember is if you do more damage than you need to one mook, it does bleed over into the innocent bystander mook, who now, takes the rest of that damage.
Oh, my arm! And my leg! I fired
the
a bullet.
The fact that his name is Mook 2 means he's not innocent. That his parents chose poorly at his birth.
Oh, so if you run out of mooks, do you start shooting innocent bystanders?
There you go.
So many bullets you're taking other people.
So if the entire city of Metapol is comprised of mooks and you let off a bomb... No.
Would this bomb have to be nuclear in nature?
It might be.
How much damage... How much bonus damage do I get based off my... added to my fudge based off my nuclear bomb roll?
Yeah.
And how many zones does that affect?
How much damage do I do with the Tesla death ray?
Which one, the handheld or the orbital?
Orbital.
Uh,
the, the, The one that Metropol is built around.
Yeah.
Do we need to go over anything that happened yesterday for the sleepy individual in the party?
Ah, yes. Our unfortunate Jay Gilt there, who fell asleep at the mic. His character succumbed to the gas, we'll say. So he will be rousing himself at the beginning of this adventure. So last our intrepid party met, Harris is making a getaway down a concealed elevator shaft, which the top has just irised over as
Bishop is beating on it
ineffectually, yelling at people to help.
Get it open! Gavin! Get it open!
Mr. Bishop is wounded, and I believe, who else was wounded?
I have 4 boxes full of my...
I have 3 mental boxes full.
So, if you just have boxes... this is where you guys get to decide what you want to do. Are you going to continue the scene, or are you going to take a moment and regroup? That's the big question. If you decide to regroup, all of your box damage goes away. That stuff isn't real damage. It's mostly just shock and pain.
And the minor consequence?
No, those don't go away.
Then we continue the scene and we'll go down after Harris.
Well,
What's that?
Minors do go away.
Yeah, the minor goes away, but anything above minor do not.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about the minor one.
Yeah.
Well, minors go away with aid, but you do happen to have a doctor there, so.
I'm not treating him. He's crazy.
Well, you're nice.
By the way,
I'm kidding.
All right. On that. Yes, the mic boost will not work. Yes. All right, so anyway, you guys need to decide if you're going to take a break in the action and regroup, or if you're going to attempt to continue.
How does this affect our chances of getting Harris?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Then we need to go immediately. Continue the scene. We must continue.
Well, I don't know. We have to gather some more information because we have to find out where Harris is going. We can just jump down the tubes and hope they bring us out at Harris, or we could do some quick information gathering and have Gavin try to screw with Harris's escape plan the best that he can.
I have a brilliant idea. Let's split the party. That always works.
Let's not do that.
You can't have half the party decide to continue a scene and the other half not, though.
Didn't they already establish that his thing is on a separate system?
No, you did not. That was a guess.
Right.
No one is actually.
Oh, I thought Gavin. Gavin, hurry up. Check to see.
So, therefore, we are breaking scene. If we're doing any information gathering, we're breaking scene.
Yes. In no way ask the guy with really high repair to have a look at the system. Don't do that at all.
What?
Exactly.
I couldn't hear
you. Gavin, look at the system now. You're already working on it.
You're taking a breaking scene, so Gavin, give me a new roll. You've already broken into it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Breaking in might
be handy.
Wait, we're taking a break in. Oh, that means we're technically in the new scene?
New scene, so everybody, their boxes go away, and if the doctor will give administration, or if you want to bandage yourself up, any minor...
Myself up and go, yay, all my aspects that I have and my 3 chips.
I choose to take the -2. Go away, -2. Better than that. Since I've got all my things back, I'll tag that one. Knuckle down and get the job done.
Yes, it's also important to note that all your aspects refresh, so you can reuse aspects that you had previously used in the battle, so you can reuse them again since this is a scene.
I've got a completely different -2.
Oh, wow. So your total is -2? No, that's not
true. My total is 4 still.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're more than fine. Okay, so I'm gonna go off your list that you set on the forums, and this is the things that you're poking around looking for, okay?
Yep.
All right. From the control room, yes, you can turn it on and off the engines. Unfortunately, you notice that the engines have less than 5% power left because of some chicanery you did to the batteries.
Yeah, is there any evidence what happened if I just switched them off?
You can't tell just by looking at it, but there sure is an off button there.
Right.
Well, no, there is no self-destruct sequence that you can find, at least on this console.
Yeah.
Other activity arounds. For the time being, yes, you have cameras on each of the decks. They don't go anywhere. There are lots of blind spots, but you have cameras. And also,
the other activity on other computer stations.
Hopping around to the different stations. This station that you have already slaved was basically the command station. At least the Dex command station. You're not sure what Harris had on his little bridge that went down with him. So he may have had his own controls there. You have another computer that basically gives you atmospheric height. It's navigations. And you've got
where the hell are we anyway?
Where are you?
Yeah.
Let's see. Sorry.
Just find out where we are. We're over the Mid-Atlantic Ocean. Oh dear.
Yes, you are over the Atlantic. Yeah, I don't have anything more specific than that. I mean, your character knows where you are from taking bearings.
Right.
I mean, not exact longitude, latitude, but you can get a good guess since you knew how long it took and you had a compass with you.
We can swim for it.
Florida, somewhere near Bermuda.
Okay, let's see. So yes, you've got a navigation console and you've got an atmospheric console that basically monitors weather and communications.
Find Harris.
Looking at the controls up here, there doesn't seem to be any other decks with computers that have access. So you're kind of looking at all the connections. There are no outside connections. You do find something interesting. Apparently, the bridge section will disconnect from the rest of the ship.
Right.
Unfortunately, you don't know how that's going to work with a dwindling battery supply. You're not sure what's going to happen if you do disconnect it.
Well, so, where's Harris, and how do we?
Yes, I poke Gavin. Harris is not showing up on any of the camera feeds. Although you do find something interesting going on. Apparently, a lot of the guards, which you can tell because they're wearing kind of the heavy flak vests, are coming under fire from what looks like a group of people in the red banded arms, who were the engineers.
Well, that is interesting. Sounds like Gavin knows what's going on there.
More the player knows what's going on.
Okay. I mean, can you hack into his escape tunnel, see where it leads?
There's no
important stuff that is time sensitive. Poke.
No, you know, blueprint.
Nope.
Escape, disconnect places where.
Us.
Places where there are zeppelins, planes, things like that.
We've got a beautiful camera feed to the hangar bay, where it looks like a lot of people are trying to get away in the biplanes and in the zeppelins.
Well, okay. There's the. What are there any secondary hangar bays? I mean, you have to have some. Well, power is going somewhere. So, even if his stuff is off the grid as far as your controls, the power still has to go there. So, you can still see that it's there. No, you just can't tell.
The computers are not that sophisticated. They can't track every power line.
All right.
I know perhaps the repair guy could maybe find a way to force the iris to open with his technical repair skill.
I look for the repair guy.
That's you. You got better at than I do.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what you did to the battery down there? That means we're on 5% power right now and, you know, about to fall out of the sky, hopefully.
Oh,
I thought we were
going
to fall out
of
the sky if we lost power, according to the
according to him, but he also fled ship.
Yes, that was before the ship was... That was when the first ship was pressurized. Now we are depressurized and therefore... Sinking. Excellent.
Okay. Well, let's open it up. Open it up.
I try to open up the iris.
Sure,
thinking.
Give me a repair roll.
With,
minus two to your roll, just because it actually is hardened against this sort of thing, but not incredibly so.
That will give me a two.
A two. Yeah. You actually find the control box to it. It was it was actually hidden underneath a chair, far enough away from it that it, you know, it was obviously hidden. It's got a little armored box on it, which you're able to finally kick off and exposes electronics. It's a little complicated, but you think you can open it? Unfortunately, with a 2, it's going to take some time.
What a 4 gives, make that quicker.
A 4 would half the time, but you're still looking at a handful of minutes.
It's, I only have 3
we're
chips.
Talking, we're talking about, you know, under 5 minutes, but minutes.
Yeah, unless someone else can help me along with this.
It's going to take that long for the doctor to do some bandaging if that's what's going to go on, so. Otherwise, Mr. Bishop continues to drip his life's blood onto the floor.
Actually, I made sure to start bandaging myself and removing some of the broken glass, although my arm still probably stands.
Do you have any medical knowledge?
No. Doctor! One of the 2 doctors! Please, help me!
Alright. I'll
patch him up.
My character and try
also, I make sure to get my parachute ready.
Alright. Doctor, just make a simple roll. As long as you get 1 success here, you have succeeded. And Mr. Bishop, his back was just a shrapnel zone of glass. So there's just bits of glass all, you know, embedded in his back.
You know I can't fail 1 success, right?
Then yeah, you're fine then. Yeah, don't even bother to roll. Yeah.
Thank you, Doctor. Great.
Someone should be checking to make sure there's no one else coming up here.
Actually, both elevators are defunct. They both took enough damage, and those were the only ways up to the flight deck that you had ascertained in your first coming up.
Well, that's useful. We can't get out of here anyway.
Yeah. actually, we've got navigation control. We'll fly the ship down. Yeah.
All the way to the scene of the crash.
Well, put it this way, we're going down, certainly, yes.
Looking at it, Gavin, you find that, yes, you could engage the engines, but you got maybe 5 minutes of burn time before you've completely drained the batteries.
Hmm.
We really screwed this thing up.
Extend extremely large parachutes?
no one's actually searched the cabin yet, so if that's something you guys want to do.
Large parachutes for the whole craft.
they're not deployable parachutes.
If you will allow, I'll spend the chip on I killed a man for justice once, and I'd do it again.
you go after your quarry?
Yes.
This is just to get it down to the 5-minute range?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
All
right. No one's going to be helping you.
Just because we're doing all this talking, what are the 2 Johns doing?
That is true. What are the Johns doing? What is Undergaard doing? Although, other than waking up from his groggy nap.
Search around the cabin.
All right. What? No. Okay, yeah, so wake up, I'll start searching for this deck, actually, the flight deck we're on right now, is the part which can detach, correct?
Yes, yes.
Then I want to actually try and put I don't actually have a trained eye, save for my knowledge, which I've read up on. I want to try and make sure that this part, when it detaches, can actually function on its own, as if this part could be a giant escape pod, i.e. that this may have giant parachutes on it, or... It's a separate power supply, that kind of thing.
Do you have any kind of craft or repair?
I have a repair of 1.
Okay.
And I have my scholarship and stuff like that.
Yeah, unfortunately, book skill is not going to help you here. It's going to be craft or repair to find out that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well,
you've got pilot as well.
I do actually have pilot, that's true.
Okay. Well, if you want to go over to the navigation console and take a look, sure, I'll give you a pilot role.
Sure. I've had to study on other forms of aircraft, so that I was absolutely certain of my ability to operate my glider pack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do that roll. Okay, there's currently a 1. What can I throw in on this?
Okay, 1 won't be enough because it's not a standard aircraft.
Yeah, let's see what else I could throw in this. Brain in the books.
I would take that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's 1. I bring... not for fun. I'm just going to see how many I can tag before I send what's... send 1. Kind of careful, doesn't quite work. Tired of all this, that's kind of literal right now. I'm tired of this situation altogether. Okay.
Well, if you just turn the one in for the 2 point, that will be enough.
It will? Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So if you do that,
that's fine.
I'm up at 3.
Sure. The controls are a little odd, but looking at it, you do believe that once the bridge has disconnected, it becomes basically a plane. It has its own fuel source. It's not electrical. It actually has burn jets. So there, it's got fuel. It's not hooked into the computer. So, yes, this is something that Gaben wouldn't have seen.
And, manual
flight. It is a plane.
I think there may be a way of us getting down safely. However, it will just be this section of the ship. We'd have to allow the rest to crash, and I'm not sure if we have a chance to save those people who are fighting down below.
One thing we might be able to do with the engines is time it so that when it is about to crash, that's when the engines go burn up whatever's left to try and soften the
land. Wouldn't that cause a sudden arrest of momentum, basically pulverizing everyone on board?
Together we might be able to plot a course to try and do a minimum burn, soft landing as much as possible, but otherwise there's just no power to do a proper...
I think that most of them should be able to get off on our own before it crashes.
It depends on what the flight storm is.
Most.
Looking at the power for this section, is it possible to hook this into the rest of the power for the ship?
No. Unfortunately, okay. The gas engines it's all part of just this command bridge. There's no way to power anything else from it.
Yeah, of course the commanders want to get away, but they screw everybody else. I didn't see much.
I'm sure most of them are going to die. So
I think congratulations, most of them are going to live. Kevin. I think this is still going to float. I think it's made of lighter than air material.
When crashes, floating doesn't do you good. When you hit the water at a certain speed, it turns into concrete.
But it's not. Is there any indication that this place is falling?
No, actually. But it still has power currently for the next 3 minutes.
Yes, and unpressurized air is going to turn people into...
In my personal opinion, how many people could we actually get aboard this section without it being...
Zero, because the elevators are out.
Yes, but we can try and rig up a bypass route, and you can find an alternative way of getting them up.
In 3 minutes, not really.
Do a desperate last attempt.
Giant mech warbots that punched about 50 gajillion holes.
Yes, we can detach the ship while it's in descent. I mean, we're not going to hit the water within 3 minutes from this altitude.
Oh no, you're quite far up.
Yep.
So we would have more time. It's just that at 3 minutes, that's when we lose power and it starts to fall. So we could be looking at it.
Or that's when we lose power and everyone realizes, wait a minute, we're not falling.
Right. Well, the object needs power. Anyways, I'm fixing this. I'm not going to argue.
Yes. Get that open. I've got Doc, careful with the tweezers.
So how many people can we get aboard this section safely anyway?
There's no way up or out of the unless the iris gets opened. The only way under the bridge is closed off.
just assuming that, I mean, how much would it be safe to move aboard this section?
Since you've got your piloting role there, looking at your fuel reserves, looking at the the gross tonnage of the plane itself, you could probably cram as many as 20 more people on here and still be able to fly.
A pittance. A pittance in comparison.
And they're not going to get here in time anyway.
I can try.
We're about to lose power.
At least all these unconscious mooks on the bridge will live.
Yes.
Yeah. Nope. No, they're not.
We've got technicians up here and stuff. Just don't go stab happy there.
Right. You find the two riders you've been hunting there. And Mr. Marlowe, you're able to, you've got the red and green wire you found. You're making the arc, and then the iris opens up. And at about the exact same time, lights go out.
Excellent.
And suddenly it's very quiet aboard as the speakers that have been kind of going on in the background, relaying, the sound of people yelling and gunshots, go out as well. So it's eerily quiet and very dark.
Nice. That's
cool. The ship is starting to move up.
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 I told you, lighter than air.
Oh, crap.
Kevorite was goes upwards, and if you put it, so she threw it apparently in this universe. But I don't know that because that's alchemical stuff.
It's not fast, but there's a definite rise going.
So our problem now is we need to get off because otherwise it's going to go too high.
Well,
yeah.
Let's rope. Time to go down.
Yeah,
you have that long of rope.
Once the iris open, what you see is a long shaft that goes way down. You really can't see the bottom. And
do we
kind of a breeze coming through the shaft.
I toss something down and let it bounce off the walls.
Well, I'm not waiting for that. Do we have ladders
for a few chips, I will say that we roll some emergency supplies such as ropes.
Oh, we have parachutes.
For a chip, there's a coil of rope over here in the emergency cupboard.
I throw it to Marlo.
Let's go down.
Why?
Because we need to kill Harris, because if he does, I mean, he might be a little bit pissed that we brought down his whole.
These guys are idiots.
Well, the engines don't fire up immediately now. I mean, it takes time to get them up, yada, yada, yada. He might be gone.
I tie the end of the rope around myself so that I have something. I'm like, whoever's not
actually,
coming.
The rope is actually knotted every few feet, so it's typically used as a small ladder.
Okay. Then
down
I'm going to start climbing down.
All right. You're going down first. It is dark. Once you get out of the what ambient light there is from the bridge, you cannot see a thing.
I make sure that Marlo goes first because he's the one with the lighter.
I check the bodies of the soldiers. Someone and I tag the aspect super soldiers. I don't know. Someone has a torch on them or a light.
Yes, for a chip, someone has a light, sure.
Actually, I don't have.
Wants to take the action and the time to search, I will.
I poke John while he's screwing around doing nothing.
What is
search
he doing? He's sort of standing there.
Yes.
Oh, oddly search enough, I just got back. Perfect timing. If I remember last, I was configuring a robot to be a turret.
Bodies, search them.
Okay. Putting the giant arm back down. I searched the unconscious mooks.
Give me a roll. The more successes you get, the faster you find stuff.
Just a straight up roll, nothing added into that?
Oh, yeah. You can do...
I got burglary.
No, not really. It's just investigation if you've got it, otherwise alertness.
Yeah, I got investigation. Yep. I should probably get out of this little thing because this is annoying me.
Oh, no. This is going to... Oh, no.
Okay. Come on, crit. Come on, neutraling out. Let's see. Alertness.
Okay, so I see a net zero. What's your alertness score?
My alertness is 2, but I got investigation of...
Sorry, investigation, yeah.
Investigation of 2 plus my stunt.
2's enough. You don't have to do anything further than that. Sure. I mean, while everyone else is talking, you're going through the bodies, and yes, you come up with... some flashlights or some torches, and you find some more rope and some things that look like odd grenades off some of the soldiers.
How many?
You only get 4 out of the bodies that are here, and they seem to be carried by the soldiers that had gold bars on their left shoulders.
Hmm.
Oh, gold bars? I'll steal one and promote myself.
Steal promotion!
Hey, it makes me no longer the lowest of the low.
Oh, as I'm stripping one of them out of their armor, yelling at Mr. Marlowe over there. I found some stuff, putting it on the ground.
Yep, there you go. Flashlights.
I may need this costume for later.
I grab one and start climbing down.
Okay, what's your athletics?
Effective one.
Effective one? Okay, give me a roll. If you've got two, you don't need to roll. One, unfortunately, you're climbing down with something, with a flashlight in your other hand, which makes it a little bit more difficult. So.
Can I make it harder on myself and just attach it to myself, the flashlight to myself?
Attach it where?
Yeah. On this nice suit of armor I'm wearing that I'm hoping these people would have somewhere to put a flashlight.
No. I mean, you're free to attach something to you, but the question is where? Because if you attach it to, say, a shoulder, it's only going to illuminate what's directly in front of you, not below you.
You're right. Okay. Well, I'm going to start climbing down.
All right. All you've got to do is just get a one and you're fine. If you have athletics at two, you wouldn't even have to roll.
My athletics is a 3, but I'm at -2 because of this stupid armor.
Yep.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, you're fine. Yes, it's the armor does make the chore a little bit harder. So you're going down the pipe. It is a long drop. What's everyone else doing as Bishop disappears down through the hole?
I'm shaking my head as he disappears down the hole.
I'm keeping this ship, this plane ready to fly as soon as they're back.
I'm going down with him.
It has explosive bolts that will disconnect this section from the rest. Once it's disconnected, it looks like it's going to take a couple of minutes for the engines to heat up enough and to get to enough of a spin that it can take off.
How high can we get before we can't take off?
They are chemical engines, so something has to burn. So you do need so much atmosphere for that to work.
can I give a roll using book smarts for that one?
Sure. Yeah. You know what? No, you don't even have to roll. You've got an altimeter there. You are a pilot, so you figure looking down at your altimeter and how fast you're actually rising. You've got maybe 15 minutes tops, and that's kind of that's hairy before there's not going to be enough oxygen in the air for everything to ignite properly.
Marlo, get yourself and Bishop back here in 10 minutes. Otherwise, we have no choice.
He's gone. Yeah.
We'll pick us up in the ocean.
Says the voice from the bottom of the
go, 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 go. No time for talking.
I'm yelling up.
We are moving. Yeah. We are moving.
We should just go now. Just out of the way.
In the meantime, I'm going to start trying to plot a course for when we're actually moving so we know what we're doing and we don't crash in Germany.
What's wrong with crashing in Germany? I know people there.
Is anyone going people there after Mr. Bishop?
Marlo is.
Marlo.
Marlo, you are as well. What's your athletics?
Yeah. -2 after -1 for the...
Yep. You don't need to roll.
Go, 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 go.
I'm going.
A very long shaft that echoes. And occasionally you can hear the echo of gunshots as you're passing down below the area of the next bridge area or the next inhabitable area. You can hear some yelling. You can't see anything. It's almost like you're hearing this through like an air conditioning duct.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. What are the rest of you guys?
After 2 minutes, I gauge how quickly we're going down and I see whether or not we're going to get there.
You're descending pretty rapidly. After you get down, after you've been climbing just a couple of minutes, literally 2 minutes, you are able to see the bottom with your flashlight. So you'll get down there pretty quick.
Okay, so we're not going to end up with a situation where we get down there and they take off.
No. Yes, and they take off and we're still holding onto the rope and we're like, no, I don't want to let go, but we're so close.
Yeah, because I'm very time conscious here, is what I'm saying there, Bert.
It's going to take forever to get up, though.
It doesn't actually take that much longer to climb up than it does climb down. It's just an endurance thing.
Yeah, especially with a rope that's actually got knots so that you...
Knots, yeah. You would be surprised at how quickly you can move. Having gone down many, many ships and up.
Well, at least we made at least we still have oxygen masks.
You have an oxygen mask.
Whoops.
All right, well, I'm going to let you guys hold on for a minute, and in the bridge, I'd like to know what other people are doing. Once again, it's dark. What little light you're getting is through the panoramic view screen in front of you, as the sun is starting, yeah, you've been here for a while with everything that's been going on. So you've got, you can see, the sun starting to come up. So you've got like just the faintest amount of light as morning is coming.
It's a beautiful sight.
Look, I get a flashlight out of the pile of flashlights and take a look at the controls that he had and try to see if I can figure out exactly how he's propping this iris open, because I'm guessing we're going to need to close the iris in order to
just point out
take off.
Yeah, just to clarify, his control bridge was basically the whole iris thing, so it went down with him. What Mr. Marlowe was able to work on there to get it to iris was actually the power conduit. He found it hidden behind, you know, underneath another chair. So he didn't actually work on like the captain's console or anything. He just found the power line to it and forced it to back open. So there is no like captain's chair here anymore. It went down the iris.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure out how he opened it up so I can try to close it when he gets back up.
Oh yeah, I mean you were near him when he was doing it. He's got two wires exposed that he just caused a short in it. Unfortunately, there's no longer any power.
Crap.
You can test to see how heavy it is to try and force close. See if you're mighty enough.
I'm not.
Do you have a might rating at all?
No.
Yeah, you're not strong enough. Although he does move a little.
I have a might rating of 1 if he wants to pull me over.
Yeah, I have as well. I suspect I'm helping Hundegaard plot things at the moment, though.
Okay. You can get a combined might rating of 2 over there. Yes, you can get the iris to close. It's actually, closing it is easy. Opening it is the hard part.
That will be fine, then. I'm sure
we'll keep that in mind for when it's...
It looks like it's airtight once it closes. The edges are almost sharp where it looks like they overlay into each other. So once the iris closes, it's airtight.
Right. So we need to close that up as soon as they're back up here. And unfortunately, the power's out, so we can't tell other people to get their asses up here if they want to live.
This is true.
It's not like we could have arranged some kind of flashlight code down the iris or anything. Or tugs on the rope.
Or, you know, use your quantum communicators if you really want to talk to them.
Who cares? They know what they've got.
I'm going to take a look at the unconscious people on the floor and treat any wounds that they have.
Sure, a lot of them have a lot of the shrapnel, like Bishop had, just glass and bits of metal. It's
because they're totally going to survive this, and nobody's going to murder them when I'm not looking.
No.
Who would be a couple such of a thing?
But they're out for probably another few hours. But no one looks like they sustained heavy injuries. Other than, did anyone actually kill any of the soldiers?
Oh man, no, I didn't.
I didn't even attack them.
Killed anyone.
I was too busy with something big and freaking metal.
No, I made sure to take mine alive.
That's the computer. I was at the computer. Don't look at me. I didn't even attack them. Even in the middle of combat, when I'm actually physically there, I'm still on the computer.
I was the only one who got in. Hand it, mixed it up with them, and I took mine alive.
Yeah. All right. Murder Boy was asleep from the gas, so.
Hundegaard, what are you doing, if anything, up there? You're making sure all the pre-flight stuff, and you actually, you don't have power until you've actually blown the bolts and got the engine running. Once you do, power.
I can familiarize myself with things, though, and I want to also check for any sort of navigational charts.
Look, here's a flight manual under the seat.
Page one. Thank you for purchasing the E5000 flight computer.
It's a jet. It's a jet engine plane, which you've probably never flown one before.
No, I have a basic experience of planes at most.
Yes.
This is all serious for me right now. I'm just not saying it out loud.
You do notice that there is going through the instruction book while you're looking, there is an escape hatch up at the top center of the unit. Mm-hmm. Kind of look up there now, and you do see the it's kind of like a submarine, you know, where you've got the wheel at the bottom. Mm-hmm. You turn it and pop it open. So there is an escape hatch at the top.
I point this out to people just in case anyone has an idea of what I want to do.
It, it also appears to be armed.
What armaments have we got on this thing?
They do say machine guns.
Oh.
Use doors before closing.
All right. What is the Ozzy doing?
I have no idea. two people went down a rope, two people in a console, and I'm stripping some guy of his armor. Okay. Hmm.
Yes, yes. Putting armor on might be a good idea.
Did anyone find parachutes?
Yes, yes. After extensive searching, after the two went down the chute. Yeah, there are some parachutes aboard. There's actually also float vests.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot. Enough for you guys.
Yeah. Oh, what's the worst thing going to happen?
Is there a raft?
No raft. Just the float vest. There is a flare gun.
And some, nice.
Food. You know, dried food. Some dried fruit. That sort of thing. Survival food. Four lamps. Somebody's got some.
Do you want to... The elevator's glass is shot to stuff in it. Someone yell out there, if anyone can make it to the top plane, we're leaving in 10 minutes and see if anyone turns up.
Bert, I'm taking the guns off of the surviving people that are laying down on the ground and throwing them down the elevator chute.
Actually, the chute is... The platform is up on your level, which is thusly blocking off the chute. So there's nowhere to throw it down.
What does the elevators look like they do when we detach?
They're still part of the craft.
Bert,
shouldn't one elevator have a big old robot-sized hole in it?
Yeah, which the robot blew out the capsule up this side, but the floor is still kind of sealed off.
Right. So he could just chunk it out the hole, right?
There's no actual breach in the hole itself.
Glass is broken, but the wall is still there.
Right. It completely destroyed the elevator capsule, but this wall is still there.
Oh, okay.
Think of the elevators as like cylinders that come up into, right? And when the elevators are up, it seals off the floor. Also looks like it's airtight.
Oh, I thought a robot fell down the shaft. I might be misremembering that thing. Anyways.
If that is true, and to be honest, I don't remember, then the robot is blocking that hole. We'll see.
All right.
What is
Well, then I'm going to prop all of the people that I'm healing up and take some spare rope, hopefully, that I can find around the cabin and tie them up.
And the last thing you find after looking around in the cabin is someone had secreted a stack of risque magazines and a liter of bourbon.
I'll take the bourbon.
All right, down the elevator shaft. You guys hit the bottom after, you know, roughly less than about 2 minutes worth of descent. You hit the bottom, and there is a closed door here, and there is an access panel, but no electricity.
We're going to have to brute force it open, I guess.
Sure.
I mean,
either one of you guys have a might rating?
I don't.
I got a might rating of 1.
Okay. Well, both of you roll, and the person with the might can actually add his might in. Otherwise, it's just a 4 die roll. Flat.
Ooh, 2! Holy crap!
I got a 1.
My bad luck is reversed.
A total of 1 or a total of 2, Marcus?
I got do I need to have a total of 2?
You need 5. You need a total combined might of 5 to be able to push open the door.
Well,
Marlo's adding 2. You're adding how much?
1. So, 3, yeah. I guess it's this, Bert. I guess I'm going to have to waste one of them and say, damn you, Harris, you're not escaping.
Oh.
Spend it as the extra 2. Yeah, you're able to force the doors open. Since there's no power, it does not immediately close behind you. So, yeah, you forced it open and it stays open. And you see a corridor in front of you. There are actually dim red lights in the ceilings. It looks like there's a little bit of safety or backup power down this corridor. The other thing you notice is that there's a strong breeze coming down this corridor now. The light isn't bright enough that it actually illuminates all the way to the end.
Flashlights?
Well, that would probably be in the hangar doors already open, and he's gone. If you want to go down first, I'll follow.
I draw my gun.
All right, both of you give me alertness rolls for the scene.
Oh, goody. Do you mind if I just hit clear dice and remove everything?
I'm removing everything now, so go ahead.
Okay, alertness. I like that roll. Let's see. Two.
That'll be five.
Four, one, two, three, four, five. Nine.
Nine for you and five for Marlo.
Yeah. Do we? Would smell.
The heavily armored soldier in the exoskeleton is intending to shoot down the quarter with his chain gun on his right. action. Marlo!
Close the door. How far away is he?
Okay, since you guys have the higher alertness, what I'm going to say, you caught him in your flashlight beams as you're kind of searching the wall. He's mm-hmm. Two zones away, so it would take one action to get to him. And then on the next action, you could attack. You can move one action or one zone in an action.
Right, will that put me inside the arms of his chain gun?
Yes.
Okay, then I am booking it. I'm getting inside his arm.
All right, so you're going to actually take your free movement to move a zone and then your action to get in there. So you're basically moving two zones as your action. So that's what you're doing. Marcus, what are you doing?
You say it's an exosuit, right?
It looks like one of the Iron Men that you are familiar with the police have, although this
So full-on suit, not just modern exosuits where they just cover around the body. This is actually full body covering everything.
Yeah. It actually looks like it's been a modified police issue. It's much denser around the arms and shoulders to accommodate the chain gun arms.
I think I'm going to try and take him on and shoot him. I've got some more shots with my electrical gun. He is metal.
I'm going to say that since you have been in this situation before with the, if it's based on the same lines as the police suits, it's not going to work. They're grounded.
Okay.
You would know that having spent enough time around the police's.
Okay, then I guess I'm going to just have to straight up shoot the bastard.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's your action. Give me your shooty shot.
I don't have to do the defenses or anything like that. I'm out shooting him, right?
As long as you're not saying that you're going full attack, your
role. Okay. Roles.
Now, do you want to do something supplementary, like try and take cover by one of the door to get you some more defense?
Yes, I would like a little bit of cover.
Okay, the supplementary action will take a minus one to your pool, but it will add plus two to your defensive ability, okay?
I like that.
All right, go ahead and give me your roll with a minus one.
Okay, that puts me at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
All right, let me give him a roll. He's actually pretty
good at this. Let's see, that puts me at 9.
So you rolled a minus three. I'm going to use one of their chips since you guys, this is a new scene. I'm going to re-roll his roll.
Come on, negative four.
Even. So he has four. And what do you have?
Seven.
Here we go.
Okay.
And then seven and plus two for the damage of the gun itself.
Okay.
So, and your hour is up, Bert. Hour's up.
All right. So we'll take
just a second. Okay. I'm going to take a wild guess and say I don't use armor.
Can you hear me again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your net roll again? I'm sorry. Nine.
Seven, and then since I beat him, plus two.
The roll itself is a seven.
Yes.
So you hit him with three, the gun gives you plus two?
Yes.
Okay. It's a total of 5. His armor is 4, so he takes 1 box.
I'm surprised. I thought that. Oh, I guess he's not as bad as the other robots. Okay. Mm-hmm. At least I did a box of him.
Yep. Yeah, because you did say shoot, so this is a bullet that you.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, then yes. Yeah, you're good. The police things were designed primarily to defend against electrical damage, since that was what most people in Metapole were shooting.
Yeah.
So they're a little bit more susceptible to actual lead. And that brings you, Marlo. He's just unloaded a chain gun into your friend.
Well, I had ran.
Yes. So you're up into him. You're in the zone with him, and you can see, you can see inside the kind of the cockpit that there is a very scared looking soldier who is looking at you coming down the corridor at him. Behind him, you can see that there is a kind of a hangar set up. And yes, the end of the hangar is open. And you can see that the hangar bay has more of these suits like he's in. There's 3 more of the suits here. And, now that you're closer, you can see that the back of the suit has, like 2 very large cylinders on it. They look like a jump pack.
Excellent.
All right. So that was your turn getting up to him. He blew his load trying to get to Marlo, so he's done. And okay. We'll just keep the same. Marlo, what are you doing? Or not. Bishop, what are you doing?
What is he doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, what is he doing? Well, seeing as Marlo's right in front of him, he's going to grab Marlo and basically put his steel fist through Marlo's head.
No, Marlo, my head is nice and soft.
Marlo, what are you doing?
I will be stabbing him in the face. Or not in the face, but armor I'll suit. Be...
glass, yeah, there is some kind of glass there, so maybe your knife will go through it, maybe.
Right, and but there's always kinks in the, the joints are always the weak points, and I'll stab him in one of them.
For the face, you're just...
No,
right.
No, that's just my catchphrase.
Okay, and Bishop, unfortunately, Marlo in the way, shooting at him might be a problem.
He's a big metal suit. Marlo knows how to dodge a bullet. I'll take a shot.
What? All right, here's how this is going to work. He's actually not that much bigger than Marlo, height-wise. He is a little bit wider. You're going to take a -3 penalty. If you end up with a minus number, you will hit Marlo.
Oh, that's okay, as long as I don't roll a -4. Actually, it's impossible for me to fail. That's awesome.
There you go. And since you're shooting at it, he is going to... His action is to try and rip up Marlo. So first... Marlo, go ahead and make your roll. Well, the shot will happen first, so go ahead and shoot. He's not defending against you, so there's no roll against you, Marcus.
7. Go ahead and make 8, your roll. 8 minus 3. I got a 5, and then plus 2 also for the bullet.
Okay, so it gets a 7, so it does 3 more boxes of damage to him. As Marlo, you can explain how that misses Marlo and hits the robot if you want.
The bullet flies, and Marlo's going for his slash, and Marlo feels the whiff as the bullet goes by his ear and goes in, and kind of, you hear and it just pierces through the body of the machine, although still just barely missing that man.
All right, and Marlo, make your fighting roll against his as he tries to put his metal fist through your very soft face. he got a 5. What did you get?
I got a 5 as well.
Okay. So you both hit.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Do damage. His metal fist with the jaggy that's meant to go through a face will do 4 boxes to you.
Wow.
What is your weapon's damage?
My weapon does 2.
Ah,
so
you okay?
I will be spending a chip here.
Hold on. Let me. You can spend a chip if you want, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, because I don't want to take a box 4 for a box. That doesn't seem to be equitable to me. So I will say, I deal in a dirty business. And take a +2 for that.
Okay, so you're gonna take a +2. All right.
Yeah.
So he does no damage to you, but you take his suit out. You didn't take the man out, but his suit is non-functional. If you want to describe how that works.
Okay. I fake like I'm going to stab him in the face, and he recoils back a little bit, and I go low, and I stab one of the pistons in his knee, and hydraulic fluid leaks out, and his suit kind of powers down, and he's no longer... it is...
Still looking at you with this fright in his face as his suit is no longer functional. Hey. Meanwhile, upstairs, everybody give me alertness rolls.
Oh, hooray.
Alertness rolls of hearing gunshots
downstairs. Oh, no.
Did he really just do that, Bert?
Two.
Whoever has the purple dice. I don't see anything. Do what now?
All right, what is, I'm just going to go across the list. Ben, what's your alertness?
Something awful. Awful, awful. Negative one.
Negative one.
Thinking about spell is spending a chip on this.
Up to you. Don't feel that you have to. All right.
Well,
your alertness for, this is your alertness for the scene. So you can make your choice how good you want that to be.
Well, I can't get any worse than that.
Okay.
I hold myself in high regard, so I'll re-roll that and actually pay attention. I didn't get much better, but not much worse.
All right.
So that puts it at a two.
A two. And I'm just going to go across the list here. Guilt, what is Mr. Lindegaard get?
Another two.
Another two, okay. And Mr. Marshall?
Three.
Mr. Marshall got a three, okay. And John?
Two.
And a two, okay.
Common number.
We're all really busy. Why is it that these
lucky
people
for
are...
you, he didn't get too much better. Let's see.
Wow.
Still got a three. So here's what's going to happen. You guys with two, you're basically taken by surprise. So you cannot take an action this round. Mr. Marshall, as you're looking at the beautiful sunrise, as it's coming up over the clouds and its orange glow burns away some of the mist, suddenly there is a very large, menacing armored form in a jetpack. That has now basically landed in front of you on the other side of the window through the control panel, and it's leveling these two enormous Gatling guns into the window that you're viewing through. His intent is to blow you to kingdom come.
Oh, crap.
You see Harris's maniacal grin behind.
Use the guns.
We're not going to be able to get there in time or anything. Yes, I did have the thought, but he's going to shoot the crap out of the cockpit first.
So you and he will act at the same time. You other two cannot act this round. So what do you want to do, Gavin?
My first reaction is, as far as I'm aware, I'm working sort of beside Hundegaard on getting the ship ready. Mm-hmm. So just grab him and drop to the floor.
All right. So it sounds like a full defensive.
Damn.
And then get some cover. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to happen for you. You're going to get a +4 to your athletics roll. You're taking full defensive. You're getting two for the full defensive and two for cover. Mr. Hundegaard, you unfortunately don't get an action, so you don't get athletics, but you do get the cover.
Right.
All right. So you guys go ahead and roll as he unloads.
Oh, not bad. Could be better. But +4 gives me a 6.
Nice.
Well, our cabin's no longer pressurized.
We're all going to have to hijack one of these suits each. They seem to be able to operate.
There's not enough down there.
Give me a roll, but you cannot add athletics in it, but you can add the +2 for cover.
Cover.
It. I don't have any armor. So, yeah. Anything I could add.
So what did you roll? A net zero?
Yeah, I got a net zero.
Okay, so then you're just getting 2 points from the cover of the console.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, here he goes. Wow. So he gets six. Okay, which is going to tie with you, Jameis, but he is gonna get the damage of his gun on you. So you're gonna end up taking four boxes. Actually,
did he get a minus for attacking two targets at the same time?
No, it's spraying. Everything in front of it. But I'm gonna take off a box as some of it's gonna be taken up by him blowing through the windscreen. So you will end up taking three boxes if you don't want to raise your roll by anything.
I'm going to raise my roll because I forgot to take the one off for the armor anyway.
Oh, wait, no, you're wearing armor? You're wearing armor. You're wearing the flak vest, right? Then you won't take any boxes. I think I said the flaks were three boxes.
No, the flaks were two.
Flaks are two. The heavy
armor of the guards is three.
So with the flak vest on, you'd only take a box one.
I forgot to take the minus one off my athletics, though, which only gives me five.
You're off your athletics. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to spend a chip on. Strange enough, can't pin me down.
Okay.
To say that I now have a seven.
Okay, so you'll be fine. It blows up the console that you were just, in front of, but the console itself protects you just fine. Unfortunately, Mr. Hundegaard, he's got you by 4 points. The weapon does four more, so it's going to do eight boxes of damage to you. Minus, are you wearing the flak vests?
I wasn't awake or conscious at that point. They're probably not.
Yes, he was. He's wearing a flak vest. We all wore a flak vest.
Oh, yes, right at the beginning. Yes. So
you're going to end up taking six instead of eight, but I don't know if you have six boxes.
No, I don't. I think I have three because I have the standard plus two endurance. So that's three boxes, I believe.
Right. So you could take a moderate consequence to take the other three. I could take moderate.
And just... Let's see, I've spent two refresh at the moment, two fate points, I've got four left.
Oh yeah, didn't have to use any in the course of the other scenes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Dangerous discoveries, that sound good?
I suppose you've just discovered something dangerous. do you want to use it as just a plus two? What do you want to use it as? A reroll?
I think I'll take the plus two.
Okay, so it'll end up taking four boxes. This is one more than you have, so you would take a minor consequence. And so what?
I've still got the vest, though, and you said gave them to everyone. So the vest soaks up three of it, and then I take one onto my actual boxes, don't I?
No. It did a total of eight.
Right.
And then your vest will soak up two of those, leaving six. You've only got three actual boxes. And then your roll that you just did gave you two more, taking it down to four. So by my count, that's one more than you've got boxes.
Okay, so I can just take a minor and fix that up.
Did the doctor and the Australian get shot as well?
Nope, he focused it like basically right on the console where you and Undergaard were collaborating. because that is navigation and that is computer control.
I'm going to take it as that I'll take my minor consequence that I have a gouge in me now because when the black vest was disintegrated under the heavy fire, basically some of it embedded into my next to my right shoulder. Mm-hmm.
You still have the vest, it's just a bit battered now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Very good. And now, the new round for you guys. He is going to jet off, having done his job of depressurizing the cabin and potentially making it impossible for you to navigate or control it. Potentially. You haven't looked at the damage yet.
We will get our actions.
And I'm declaring his action first because his is higher. Actually, I guess... I'm sorry. It's the other way around. All you low guys can now act. So, Bend, Hundegaard, what are you two doing after the captain just suddenly depressurized?
my weapon up. Yes.
I'm going to get out my individual oxygen supply that I had with me.
The air is trying to equalize now, and of course the air outside is thinner than the air inside. So yes, you've got that to deal with.
Yes.
Well, if you don't remember, Bert, I brought my own oxygen.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
So now I'm getting it on.
Okay.
No, I did not.
What are you doing?
I wanted to take one shot with my rifle before I have to scramble around looking for like an emergency oxygen mask. So.
Sure. Yeah, you're gonna try and take a shot at him through the window there. Yes. No problem. And
rifle and.
All right, and Gavin.
Shoot for the
on the same round he does. Where's John?
Can I yell at something at him?
Yeah, sure.
Gavin is a little bit distracted at the moment.
Go ahead, Ben. Sorry, say that again.
Shoot for the gas tags. Knock him out of the air. Mm-hmm.
And John, what is Austin doing?
All right, mine has been in and out, so I heard guy shooting. This is a guy in a mech suit, if I'm correct?
Yes, he's floating out.
Can I shoot him with the robot turret?
So you want to try and shoot him as well. Okay, fair enough.
Oh yeah, yes. He had us a gun from the turret, from the robot that was in there.
Gun. Oh, God. Yes, he does. God. He's got a minigun. Jameis, you're back. So everyone else is scrambling to try and take shots at him before he takes off.
Jameis is back.
Yes. Can you hear us, Jameis?
I don't have him back.
Jameis is offline.
Okay.
Oh, did I have a chance to put on that armor before he came in?
Yeah, sure.
All
right. Let's see if we can get Jameis back.
He's offline now on my computer. Bert, while we're taking a quick break, mm-hmm. Does using the suit, what skill is required to use the suits?
If you have the specialized skill, it would just be piloting, but it's severe negatives if you don't have...
There is no pilot skill, well, there's drive skill.
Drive.
So drive at severe penalties. Got it! This is going to be fun.
Well, let's go back downstairs while Gavin seems to be offline. So, you've just immobilized this guy's suit.
Are the other suits active that I see?
Bert, what is his action going to be, Mr. I'm trapped in a suit?
He's trapped in a suit. Without power, he can't move anything, so he's stuck in the suit. He's just looking at you with panic in his eyes.
Jameis is back.
There he is. Well, what you guys are doing.
Since he doesn't look like he's moving and he's done, I'm going to just move forward and keep an eye out.
I was looking around and seeing what I see. Is there another plane or anything like that?
Here, just these suits.
Okay.
My computer out.
Yes. So we went back downstairs while you were out. So we will get back to you in a moment.
Is there another exit down here?
No, just a hangar going out into the now sunlit sky as dawn has broken.
I will drag the guy. I will see if I can figure out how to drag this guy out.
Suit is way too heavy for you.
No. I'm trying to save his life and get him out of the suit.
Oh, you want to try and give me a repair roll.
I will shout that at him as well, that you will die if I can't get you out of here because the ship is going up. The ship is going up.
He still looks panicked, but he's nodding.
If just so he doesn't panic, I'm going to, like, since he's talking to him, I'm going to be like, remain calm. If you just remain calm and don't do anything stupid, we'll be friends with you. You understand. Can I make a rapport roll since I'm moving over towards
him? Once he's got the suit open, sure, but he can't hear you otherwise.
Okay. Well, then I guess...
You're right in front of his windscreen, so he's kind of reading your lips.
Okay, I'm moving over there anyway this turn, so...
You find the bolts and are able to... it pops open, depressurizes, the guy starts gasping for breath. Okay, now you can say you're a bit...
I'll let talky guy talk.
Okay, just remain calm. We need to figure out what's going on. We're not going to hurt you as long as we're nice and buddy-buddy. You understand that? We're going to be good friends, right? Me and you, good friends?
Okay, give me a roll.
Okay.
You're trying to do a pour, I take it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, -1 is 4, but first impressions are always important. 6.
That's your specialty? 6?
Yes.
Yeah, you blew off his track. He's like, oh, thank you. You know, he told me I had to. He was going to shoot me if I didn't do this.
You shouldn't work for a man like that.
The Bishop for Prisoner Brigade, I'll slap you.
Do notice that
the Cheka were always hiring.
Where did Harris go?
You do notice that this guy isn't a soldier. He's got the engineering stripe on his shirt.
Where
did Harris go?
He took one of the suits. He just bailed on me. He took one of the suits and told me that I had to protect his back and that I could leave in a few minutes.
All right.
How are we getting out of here?
He took one of the suits.
How far can the suits go?
It's my first day on the job. Oh no!
Well, that's I really feel sorry for you.
I show
my empathy.
I don't even know how to get this thing to move. He just told me which buttons to press to make the machine guns go.
Shoot! All right, kid. How truthful do I think he's being?
Oh yeah, he's blubbering. If he's putting on an act, okay. This is a
kid. I point him up the way and, do you know why these soldiers are firing on y'all? What's up with that?
Most of the engineers here were kidnapped, sir. We didn't really want to work for the guy.
Oh my god.
He's holding a lot of our families.
Alright, well, we're going. I am going to show you the way up. Follow me.
I think I'm going to do something, Marlo.
Rash.
If I don't make it back, tell...
I'll tell your multiple girlfriends you love them all. And you
just
only...
Just tell them individually. I'm going to go try and figure out what the hell this thing first. There's no way in hell I'm going to... Oh, by the way, kid, which button works the machine gun?
The red button.
Got it. Don't press the red button until I'm ready. I'm going to... That's my next action.
All right, we're going to go back upstairs. Okay, Jameis, here's where we left off. He just blew through the windows. Some of the bullets hit the command, the navigation, and the console and the computer console. It looks like Ben is going for the oxygen tanks. Hundegaard and Austin are both going to try and take pot shots at the guy. His action is to jet off, thinking that his job here is done, as he's depressurized the cabin and possibly taken out your navigation and computers. Unfortunately for the people shooting, only you, Jameis, are acting fast enough to stop him from jetting away, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, I'll use my one shot
pistol. His action is to move and shoot. So, you know, he's doing his free one zone of movement and then shooting to keep everyone down. Well, everyone in his field of fire, which is just you and Hundegaard, who are underneath the console.
Yeah, I got a one-shot Tesla gun, so that's the best I can do at the moment to try and screw him up.
You could grab my rifle off me if you wanted. You're a better shot, I think.
Does your rifle need me to grab? I have no idea where your rifle is.
I've put it out, it's in my hand.
Well, if it's easy enough for me to grab that, then rather than the
I'm going to give you, Jameis, the same thing I told Marcus since you hung around the police long enough. The suit looks to be built along the police lines, meaning that they're virtually immune to electrical guns.
Right, yeah. And the rifle's a bullet rifle?
No, it's rifles, laser.
The rifles that the guards have in here are bullet rifles, yes.
The rifle that Hundegaard has.
My one has. It's a pulsed laser.
Yep, that would definitely do it.
Can I just check as well? How many paint shots have you got? Because I've got 3 which I can blow on one shot.
But he's the only guard. It's not going to be able to act fast.
Oh yeah, you grab my rifle, just go for it.
Yeah, hey. But you don't know what my shooting skill is.
It's better than mine.
It can't be any worse. Go for it.
Yeah, if you want to pick up his gun, or if you want to pick up any of the soldier's gun, whichever, just it'd take a -1 penalty to your roll as a supplementary action, but you can do it.
The chance of me actually pulling this off is going to be minimal, so I'm going to go for it, because what the hell at this point?
All right. Go ahead, give me a shooty-shooty roll. He'll do the same as he's trying to keep everyone down as he flies away.
-2 is a good stat.
Oh, God.
So it puts me at a minus... one in total at the moment.
May I suggest?
Four right now.
Yeah, right. He's got chips to do. He's got chips as well. That's the thing. So yeah. Do I blow chips? Do I blow chips on rerolls, or do I blow chips on just adding 5 and then get him to blow a chip? And that's not really going to help anyone, is it? I'll blow a chip on a reroll.
Come on, +4, +4, +4. That's think what positive.
Eye for detail. Nope.
Oh, come on.
So what's your total?
At the moment, it's exactly what it was. I got the same roll. if I at least get positive, can I upset his aim?
It's basically going to keep you from taking more damage because he was shooting at you again as he's leaving. Because with a -1, he's going to do 9 boxes of damage to you, minus your armor.
Yeah, but if I can get a positive, I can just disrupt it enough, or will I still be taking damage?
Oh, no, you'll still be taking the boxes. You've got to get rid of his successes to not take the damage.
Oh, there's no way I can do that.
He's only got a 4. The other boxes are because of the damage of his weapon. So right now he's above you by 5 points. If you've got a -1,
so I've got 2 chips left. I've got 2 chips left.
You need a reroll and you need a good one.
Or you need to spend them both for the +2s each.
If you get a reroll, you can get good.
Still gives me a -1 below.
Right. He would still hit you, but he would only be doing 4 boxes instead of.
Right, but there's no chips left for you to salvage this.
He may not need it.
And that's assuming Gabby doesn't. Reroll will just add to it. Endurance gives me extra boxes, and I got the flat jacket on, so that should be enough to get.
How many boxes do you have?
3 plus whatever the flak jacket gives me.
So yeah, you've got enough to soak up what he's going to shoot at you.
I'll just spend them on the +2s. To say that I'm surprisingly sturdy, and I'm a disciplined man.
Okay, so that brings you to 3. A net 3 out of his 4, so he ends up doing 5 boxes to you. And you've got enough to soak all that between your armor and your boxes, right?
Okay, more and I'm down. I'll start taking consequences.
So what goes on? Ow! The shots don't hit you directly, but it causes bits of the computer console to fly at you, and you've got, you're getting a little burned, and little pieces of shrapnel are flying all over the place. So it's distracting you somewhat, and he does jet out of your sight, though. So when it comes down to everyone else's actions, unfortunately, you've got no target.
Which, this is just my curiosity, did he go up or down?
He went up and back.
Okay.
So, he's not in your viewports at all. But, on the rest of your guys' turns, what you do need to think about dealing with is your cabin is depressurizing, you're up high enough that the air is very thin, the doctor is grinning through his oxygen mask.
We punched the doctor.
Yes.
Everyone
had your actions yet. What do you want to do? It is becoming hard to breathe.
Yeah.
The only thing I can suggest, which I can't spend chips on at the moment to do, is trying to clear something on the cabin, which says that there are hand-powered cranks to lower airtight shields over the port cover, over the windows.
Can I declare that?
You can declare that. Unfortunately, you need power to lower them.
That's what I said, hand crank shutters.
You know what? If someone's willing to spend a chip, sure, they've got a hand crank.
For it. I'll spin it.
I can't. I have nothing left.
That would be bad design to not have a hand crank emergency.
You'd be surprised how many bad designs there are in the world.
Yes.
The specs for the ship didn't include having power armored Gatling gun shot at the windows. So.
Didn't have that. It didn't include plans for their own power armor.
All right, so you guys are working desperately at getting the blast shields lowered then. Over just the one window, I guess, because you won't be able to see it otherwise to pilot.
Yeah, if it's just the one window that's taken out, then we can just do one window. Well, sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Didn't the piloting console probably get taken out?
It was the navigation and computer, so yeah, but you can still see, you know, you just can't see directly in front of you, but if someone else can, you know, like tell you where to turn looking through.
Yeah, but how are they going to pilot without a piloting console?
We'll find out.
Yeah, you have not assessed the damage yet. You don't know if it's still working or not. What you do have going for you is that you, Hundegard already found out that the piloting console was all mechanical. So maybe it survived. Maybe. Now, down in the hangar bay, Marcus is attempting to strap in and figure out how this machine works.
I look up and I go,
or repair.
Wait, what is it?
Do you have craft or repair? And no alchemy will not help you here.
yes.
All right, this is just figuring out how to get the suit on and sealed.
Does craft engineering help at all?
Yes, sure.
Okay, then I'll use that one instead of craft repair. It's slightly better.
The dice, and go ahead.
I can't see what the last one is. That's a 3!
A 3. Okay, marginal. It takes you some time. It takes you a few minutes to figure it out at a 3.
Actually, Bert, I have a learned mind. I know how this stuff works.
Sure, that's enough to put it to a 4, and that's all you need to be able to do it in seconds.
Good. Well, yep. That puts
step
a 5.
Here, push that, and it basically seals up over you like a clamshell.
Did this help? Did that engineering role at least help me at all at figuring out what button does what?
Nope. Getting the suit sealed. Everything else is going to be based on your drive roll.
This is going to be amazing.
Yeah, the air hisses out of the suit, and your ears pop as everything pressurizes inside.
Yes, it's pressurized.
You stick your arms down inside, and you feel that there's basically joysticks inside of the gloves that your hands are in. You basically got a trigger where your thumb is, and you've got 3 more buttons around the hand grip. And down in your feet, you can feel that there's 2 pedals, you know, 1 in each foot.
Just like driving a car. Drita, this both. One's for you.
Let's see how good their UI design is here.
Oh, please be good. Please be.
Give me a drive roll. You're at -3 for something that's not anything similar to what you've driven before.
Oh, goody. That means I need a 3 just to succeed.
So what did you get?
Well, not counting the -3 you're giving me, I'm at -1 currently.
Wow, so -4. You're not even actually able to get it to move if you're staying with that.
I don't think I could succeed, but I'll say what the hell.
You only have to get 1 positive to get it moving.
Yeah, but I'm not going to win this fight. Okay, let's see here.
I will tell you, once you successfully drive it, you will be able to move in it just fine once you've succeeded in driving it. You will be at a small penalty to be able to maneuver and shoot, but otherwise you won't have to roll piloting again or driving again once
you have
successfully made it.
I need a miracle roll, baby. You know what? Always completes his end of a deal.
Yes.
I know I have to fly this damn suit. I am out of freaking chips. Come on, game. Don't make me roll a -4 like I know you're going to. Someone tell me what I roll. I can't look.
Net 0.
Son of a bitch!
So what is your drive skill?
1. I'm at -2.
Alright. So you're at -2, which is going to mean you get it in motion, and it's stumbling around, and you can't quite figure out how to get the jets to go.
I'll figure it out next turn.
All right. He figures out how to get the jets to go, but he goes straight into a wall.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're going to be fumbling around down there for a bit.
Hey, I can make another roll next turn. I'm going to get out of here.
Okay, what are you doing down there while he's fumbling around in the suit? It doesn't look like he's getting very far.
I'm shoving the... Oh, I'm gone. Me and the engineer were... Yep. Yeah, he's going up. I'm helping him along, and I've radioed up Blah to the other guys, and I was asking them to help coordinate the engineers and see if we can help them out.
When you radioed up, you heard the sound of Gatling guns going off in the background, and nobody answered you immediately. So we'll go back upstairs now, and someone can
We're staying down here.
Someone can now hear hear your detective yelling at you over the quantum radio.
What quantum radio? Oh no, we gave him his quantum radio. Yeah.
Get those damned idiots back up here, and Doctor, please can you remove the shrapnel from my arm?
Underguard. Yes. 6 minutes. you have 6 minutes before you need to engage and hopefully try and separate the command console before the atmosphere is
not. Marlo, get yourself and Bishop back up here fast.
I don't know, is piloting station screwed, but I think we should get the engineers to fix the batteries.
Oh, I also say I'm carrying an engineer up there with you.
I have some repair skill.
I have a professional engineer coming up.
Is James back? Hello? I am not hearing.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so yeah, he's talking to you guys over the radio.
Hello.
You've gotten the blast shield down.
Is anyone still alive up there?
I'm patching.
Am I all on my own?
Streaming.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I say blah, and that I have a professional engineer, and we're coming up.
Okay. Yeah, blah doesn't necessarily help me.
Oh, okay. Basically, the engineers have been kidnapped and been forced to work for the bad guys. And so Bishop has gone off the rails and is trying to pilot one of the mech suits out. And
they work quite well, blah.
Oh, well, I'm coming up then. And I would request that y'all try to get the power up and try to save as many engineers as we can. I mean,
the only power we got is if we disconnect the plane.
Well, no, that's not true. We only disconnected the batteries. If you reconnect the batteries, shouldn't they charge again and
power us lower? No, he disconnect them. He actually caused them to do bad things.
That was no one's fault. I put my hands in my pocket and whistle.
Can they nick power from the robots or something? I don't know.
Are you talking over the radios?
Yeah.
Apparently.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you're not trying to whisper this. I mean, what I'm getting at is the engineer close enough to you to hear you talking?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he says, there's a backup. We've got fuel.
Where's the backup?
Well, it's on the second level, sir. I'm not sure how we get to it. I've never seen this shaft before, but on the second level, we can engage the backup fuel.
Good lord. I say blah about that. And can I figure out where the second level is?
Oh, yeah. Just by figuring, how long the shaft is, you can kind of figure out where it is. But the shaft itself didn't have any breaks in it. It's smooth all the way down. There were no side paths.
I'm going to try to use my knife to cut a hole in it. It seemed rather thin at place.
Can you get yourself into an exoskeleton and punch your way through?
No.
I have no idea how bulky those things are.
The guy says, if I can figure it out, I think if we go through the hangar where the suits are, we might be able to go through those walls easier than this. He raps on.
Okay. That's what we're gonna do. Any support y'all can give me.
Or die.
Probably. But I'm doing the right thing, so that's all anyone can ask in life. Let's go. We'll try to save as many people as we can.
All right, so yeah, he's going to try and figure out how to use the suit. He actually has a much better craft and repair role, so.
Yeah.
But I do have a decent.
Yeah, shocker.
Huh. Well,
but does he have a decent drive role?
With minus two, yeah, he jumps in and. After a little bit of fumbling, he gets it moving towards a wall, and he's like, I think I need to go through this wall. He starts manipulating the suit, so it punches, the fist punches through the steel wall, and he starts ripping off pieces of the metal skin, and you can't help but to think what that would have done to your face.
My fragile face.
Can I attempt another drive roll?
Not just yet. You're still fumbling around with your initials.
I want to ask something.
Marlow, can you ask the engineer if he knows of any way we can get power up here without firing the bolts?
I tell Blah what we're doing.
Well, once I restore the backup power, they should have power up there too, as long as they haven't thrown the bolts yet.
Yeah, throw the bolts. We're going to try to get power on. If it doesn't look like I'm going to succeed, I will tell y'all and y'all fire the bolts and sure to tell Bob, you know, what happened and that he's in charge.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the soldiers because they're somewhere around too.
Yep. And John? Sorry.
Yeah, John was going to say something.
What? Yes. I don't know how what I'm thinking would work at all, but I wanted to see if I could repair said robot and make it my slave. I just wanted to ask you how that worked, at all possible.
Do you have craft? Not repair, but craft.
I have.
If they have craft something.
Yeah, you have repair craft weapon. You'd have to have craft engines, what would really be necessary to do this with.
Underguard, can you fire up the engines?
Can I spend,
I can fire up these ones, but that means disconnecting the bolts.
Without disconnecting?
Nope, bolts have to be shot before the engine will actually even go, would be useful.
I'm afraid I just know how to fly the thing, not how it truly functions. Could you tend to this arm, please? I seem to be losing a lot of blood.
Go ahead, John. You were saying you can you spend a chip on what?
Oh, I was going to see if I could spend a chip on Techno Fancy for me so I can so I'm able to use my craft weapons instead of craft engines.
Yeah, I would allow that at a negative because you're really having to do, you're going to have to deal with the computer code that's in it, and you don't really have the skills for that, but you've played around with some smart weapons, I'll say. So yeah, I'll allow it, but you're going to have to take a -3 penalty because it's not knowing the skills. It's going to be pretty difficult.
Yeah, that puts my craft weapons at an average.
Yeah. Go ahead, give me a roll.
Let's see. Wow. That's a 4.
Okay. Positive, positive. -3, what's your total? 4?
4, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'll take a few minutes, but you can get it under your control. Unfortunately, it's taken enough damage that you will actually have to give it, it will only accept very simple commands.
Like walk, shoot.
Yeah.
Yes. Nothing complicated.
Okay. Meanwhile, the engineer is battering away at the wall trying to get you up to the next level. Hundegard is being... Doctor, are you seeing to his wounds there?
Yeah, I'm seeing to both their wounds while I'm trying to think of what we can do to slow down the ship going up.
All right, you can make a medical roll to reduce boxes of damage. He's going to keep the consequence, of course, but you can get some of his boxes back.
Well, I only have the one box that needs restoring.
Yep. So, then I automatically get it.
There you go. Right. What are you doing up there, Gavin?
Hopefully getting some of my boxes healed by the doctor.
Okay.
Yeah, I was actually going to work on Gavin first because he seems more wounded.
Actually, if he's taking consequences, he's more wounded than me because I've only just got boxes.
Wow.
Got a point. Gavin's more under shock and just having some minor wounds. Like, you know, scratches here and there. He's bleeding, but no, nothing mortal. So do you want to take a look at the ruins of your console to see what can be salvaged?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Yeah. Do you want to look at the computer first or navigation first?
The 6 of 1. Which, the computer first.
Yeah. Okay, computer first would be your craft engine roll.
Okay, well, it's good, because I wish I can get it as a 0. No, I get a 2.
You get a 2. With some work, you could get it back online, but it's taken pretty extensive damage. You don't think you can get it back online in 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's fine.
But the core is still intact, so there's still information to be had there if, you know. And you want to take a look at nav while you're at it, and that will be a craft roll. Or, excuse me, a repair roll, since this is just purely a mechanical thing.
Ooh, nice. Four.
Yeah, other than a few holes, you can just cut some wires. Ooh, and
got a life five.
Okay. Yeah, you can cut a few wires, reroute a few things here, but it mostly is cosmetic. It blew the hell out of the console, but all the sticks and pedals still work.
Cool. Report this to the others?
Yep. It's just going to take you like a minute to do a little bit of repair work on it. You can get it.
I'll lend you a hand with that.
All right. Meanwhile, downstairs, Bishop, yes, you can attempt to get it under control again. And since you failed the time before, and you're taking a little bit more time, I will reduce the penalty to -2 this time.
Ooh, that increases my odds by better than being the better. But I doubt I'm going to roll it.
Could I say something before he rolls? I will tell him that, you know, saving people's lives comes before the long shot of getting Harris. We have a chance to save a lot of people's lives, and I could use your help here, Bishop.
Yeah, I am compelling Harris off of you for a chip.
Ooh. This is two different compels.
I will compel, yes, I will compel two chips for you to go after Harris, since it is a major.
Two chips?
I can't. I'm not going to match that, so.
No, you don't have to match it.
I know.
Funnily enough, I can't say no.
Oh, you have no chips left, do you?
Yeah.
No. All right. Hey, Bert, by the way, technically, he could have, if you hadn't compelled me for two, he could have compelled me for one for help.
Yes, he could.
Okay, let's see here.
I was planning on doing, but angrily start shouting at him.
I say, I need to figure this thing out. It'll be a bigger gun and bigger armor for you.
But to compelling
Harris, you have to go after him.
I'm lying out my teeth, and he knows it.
Yeah.
All right, so take two chips and give me your roll.
Blow those chips.
Let's see. What happens if I get a zero?
And that zero is a zero. I mean, you still have to, you got to get one success to be able to be successful at it. Zero only counts if you're shooting somebody and the weapon has damage.
-2. I'm at net zero, but I'm at -2.
Lower chip for a +2. You know you want to.
I'm at -2, so I need more than a zero. So I'd have to blow. I need to figure out something I could use that would work.
Yep, that you haven't already used in this scene.
Yeah.
Well, you could blow one aspect and a chip, and that would get you.
That's what I want to do, but I'm trying to figure out one. See, I've used Damu Harris. I've used Learned Mind. I know.
You're into the deal.
That's I already used that one.
The two? Okay. I can't remember what you have, so. You should have, like, 9 aspects at this point, mate.
14. A lot of them are
punishable.
Yeah.
A lot of them are people. No, kidnapped too many times.
We go left.
I don't think Bert is going to be nice enough to let me go. Well, Bert, actually, yes. Bert, I've been to dark places. I'm determined to kill this bastard.
Oh, no. I'll take that. Definitely.
Okay. I'm going to spend that for a +2, and then I'm just going to spend the other chip for a +1 for net one.
All right. So, yeah, you barely get it under control. You figure out where the jets are.
And, I'm so going to die when I start having to start shooting.
And you launch yourself out of the bay. Right.
My curse is following him.
Your engineer punches through the wall, and he makes a hole big enough for you to get through, and says, "I'm through, sir. We just have to go through here and up one flight of stairs."
All right, I'm going first.
You're going to go first with the man.
Yeah, I'm going to go first, and I'm trying to scout out the situation and see if, tell him to be ready to evacuate the suit because we're going to, if we can go stealthy.
Yeah, he's not going to stealth in that suit. Unless you want
right to now, yeah, that's why I'm telling him to be ready to evacuate the suit in case he needs to stealth. We can stealth it out.
Okay.
That's I right. want to... Yeah. I scout ahead. I run, you know, all I'm right, trying to see.
You had before, since it's the same scene, there is firefight going down, happening in a corridor further along. Your stairs are closer.
Okay. I get him out of the suit and we're going up the stairs.
Okay. Good enough. You give me your stealth roll and he can ride along the coattails.
Yeah. Yep. That's a 7. Yeah, we are the
you are Ninja.
Yes, I muttering curses of hatred at Bishop under my breath.
You know your companion's a red shirt, right?
Yeah, I do know. I do know he's a red shirt, but
literally,
I'll take a bullet for him. I'll take a bullet for him.
Right. Meanwhile, and I'm upstairs, the doctor continues to do medicine rolls, getting everybody patched up. Gaben's working furiously, getting your controls for the ship back up. You have 5 minutes before your safe zone.
Is any of the people up here Richard?
No. No, yes, yes. Oh. Two were. Still out.
If the engineers have been kidnapped, get these two awake. They may be on our side and be able to help us get this thing up and running. Work on the computer.
Adrenaline shot coming in.
Sure. Since you need your gas and everything, no roll needed. You can, you know what to do to get them conscious again. So yeah, one wakes up screaming, "Not in the face!"
Hello, Arthur.
Yes, he has Arthur on his shirt. The other one looks really groggy and guarded as he tries to scoot away from you, Doctor. They look very bewildered as to what's going on. And start gasping as... No, wait. You got your blast shields down. No, they're fine. Yeah, they look very confused. Very, very confused. But awake!
Talk to them, someone. Kind of busy.
Of course, it isn't there.
Okay, we don't have much time to explain, but basically, we need to get this bird flying so it won't put us into outer space.
Yep.
Do you want to help, or do you want to look mystified?
The one who is not screaming, not in the face, immediately kind of understands what's going on, and he scoots in next to you there, Gaven, and starts helping you out, thus reducing your time. The other one still looks a bit bewildered, not sure what to do, and the other one yells at him, "Get to your stations!"
Computer needs more work than this thing does.
I'm on it, sir! And the not-in-the-face guy screams as he goes and starts working on the computer. Computer guy. It's actually, he tucks right in and starts ripping out parts of the console and goes in and finds a little soldering kit and starts working on it. The guy helping you, yeah, he knows. He takes one look at what you're doing and just kind of, you know, takes over half the work. And just the two guys that know a lot about what they're doing just kind of nod and say, "Uh huh."
I wonder why I woke them up.
All right. Now with the help, you're going to be able to get all the controls repaired here, and just less than a minute or so, your computer guy looks like he's frantically just reconnecting wires, pulling out boards. Apparently, a cache of engine parts was missed as he pulls out like a false drawer, and he starts just ripping out circuit boards and puts in new ones. It's, so that. Who suggested waking up the engineers?
Me.
Yeah, take a chip. Because the one guy is their computer specialist, and he had a stash of parts.
Hey, I've got a chip! Yay! Yeah.
He's a little paranoid of dying. He doesn't like heights.
It's not the height that's the problem. It's the end. It's the stop of the end.
It's the fall. Really? Yes. Okay. Meanwhile, outside, the dog fight begins. All right, same alertness roll. We're going off of what you had before.
Yes, I have a high alertness of 9.
Yep.
Does this thing have a shortwave radio to like the other suit?
Yes, it does. It has a channel on it. It's got two channels, an A and a B.
Ooh. Harris.
I do yell, "Harris, I've come for you." On channel 1, channel A, and I start shooting at him. Actually, I should say I want to know what he does.
You have the higher alertness, so he's got to declare first. But he does notice you come up over the end of the craft. He's basically sitting further back on the command module. It looked like he's mucking around with something, where the module connects to the rest of the ship. And as he sees you coming around, you can't see his face because of the glare of the sun, but there's the grin behind him as he levels his machine guns at you, and he attempts to get a little bit of cover from the, some of the equipment that's on the back. So, and there you go.
Good thing I'm a good shot.
You are at minuses because you're not driving the suit very well, just so you know.
You got a
one on your drive roll, so you're going to have a net minus two to your rolls.
I'm a better shot than he is unless the dice decide to hit you. Hey, I'm still at a five.
Yep. Go ahead. Give me a roll. And he's got some cover.
I'm yelling on channel A. Hopefully he hears me.
Yes.
Oh, that's a four.
So your total's a four?
Yes.
All right. Well, his total is a net two, but he's got some cover giving him a total of four. So if you're blasting away at him, it's basically going to do some plinking to the armor itself.
Damn it. Oh, well.
All right. But he doesn't succeed at hitting you either. And his extra, what he's using as a barricade between you and him is giving him some cover there. So he's going to mark off a few boxes as your bullets plink off the armor.
Hey, Bert. Do we hear the gunfire inside the command module?
Yes, you do. It kind of reverberates. Something's going on above you.
I'm going to... You said the escape hatch had a machine gun attached to it?
No. The escape hatch is... it's above you there. There is a machine gun in here with you. You're talking about when it detaches. When it detaches, it has two high-powered machine guns below, not above, below.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The doctor could always have a look out that hatch. I mean, he's the one with the oxygen mask. So he at least
it's still got to depressurize the cabin,
kind of slightly.
Yeah. But
I mean, you're not up so far that there isn't air. The air is just thin.
Yeah, so it's just enough to have a quick look and come back down.
Nope, I'm pretty sure.
God.
I know what that is.
Oh God.
So, Ben, does the doctor want to open the hatch, or...?
Not particularly. I'm pretty sure I know what that sound is, and I have no weapons to fight the thing.
I just imagine him opening the hatch going, "Hello, goodbye."
I'm going to grab the machine gun now.
So you're down to 4 minutes now, and inside the cabin, you've got navigation back. You won't know fully until the power comes back on, but both of you look at each other's handiwork and nod at each other. The computer guy's like, "I've almost got it! It's another 2 minutes, and I've got it!" Meanwhile, down in the stairwell, the ninja and ninja accomplice have made it to the second floor. Your red shirt tells you, we gotta go down this corridor, and we gotta turn right into, and you'll see a room that says engineering.
Alright, I'm a little bit aware of this room. Let's let's head up.
Alright, your alertness is higher, the guard that is still stationed here, and is stationed over the engineering room, and he's kind of... you see some movement, and he's smoking a cigarette, so you kind of see the little cherry glow through the darkness. There is ambient light, by the way, as the sun is coming up and coming through some of the windows. But so you see him before he sees you. His action, he gets no action as you see him first, and he is surprised. So
intimidate him.
He sees me, though.
No, he does not see you.
Okay, I'm going to sneak up on him and use the shadows and the play of the light.
Okay, and what are you going to do?
As soon as I get close enough on him, I'm going to look for a chink in the armor and
put my hand over his mouth.
Yeah, I'm putting my hand over his mouth and I'm cutting his throat. All
right, he's got a mask on, but yeah, the area is free. No, you can still do it. All right, give me your attacky-tacky roll. He gets his He does have the helmet and armor and stuff on, so that'll help, but he does not get a roll against you.
I cannot... It says it is rolling dice.
Yes. Give it a second. Probably.
It's thinking about life and its place in the universe and how it really wishes it wasn't a dice roller.
It has gained artificial intelligence.
That's because you can hit the refresh button on yours. They may have lost sync.
That's probably because Bert has pointed so many people towards it, towards the dice roller, so that it's gained sentience.
Yeah, I still don't see it. Do you mind if I just roll under S?
No, you're fine.
Okay, I'm just going to roll under the room. Oh, purple. Okay.
No, I rolled purple, I rolled.
He rolled. Okay, so someone else rolled it.
Yeah.
It okay, I'll take that roll. It's a five.
Okay. Five. Well, let's see. He's got the heavy armor on, so he's going to take two boxes. So he's not dead. Oh, wait, no. Well, damage from the knife is?
Two.
Two. Yeah, that will do it.
Yeah.
You take a knife.
Yeah.
The guy looks at you horrified as you've just slit this kid, this soldier's throat. He's bleeding out on the floor.
Yeah.
His last words being,
couldn't do
why?
It.
Why?
Because I couldn't
actually,
do it quietly.
He wouldn't have spoken.
So. Yeah, I will apologize to him. And
I wish he could have gone down. I'm going to die.
Not if you work with him.
I will apologize to the corpse, and I will close his eyes and say I wish this could have gone down differently. And then direct the engineer over to doing...
Sure. It's kind of a small enclosed area. He goes to work, starts flipping switches, and there is this kind of a crank handle. Okay, imagine trying to the old pole start lawnmowers. Yeah. He's bracing his foot on the wall and starts yanking back on this cord puttering.
I will radio up to the our headquarters and ask them if they can direct any other people from engineering to help me out.
As he's saying this over the quantum radio, the lights come back on. They flicker, kind of low power, and they come back on. And along with the power coming on, there's some more sparks from the damaged control console as electricity is reapplied to it. But nothing explodes. And the speakers come back on, and the sound of gunfire and people yelling have once more come across the intercom.
Yeah. Direct the engineers. Is there anywhere else I can help?
We'll need to... I think first they'll just look through the cameras and see what the state of it is. Can you switch the speakers off? They're not helping.
Yeah, you can turn off the speakers. No, you can't. Not yet, because the engine isn't quite finished. He's like,
you're out for
something. One more minute!
One more. Robot, time up.
It's been an hour.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. If you would like to comment or leave feedback for this show, we provide many ways. You can email us at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can leave us a review on iTunes. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK. If you go this route, please send me email so that I can activate your account. Unfortunately, the spam levels are in the red and are getting difficult to sort through. Finally, you can follow our campaign at obsidianportal.com. Following this podcast are bumpers for other great games, and we hope you enjoy them as well.
And you should check your email. I sent you those figures from Tuesday.
Ah, good, thanks.
What is that?
What?
Hanging next to your calendar.
It's a trilobite.
A what?
Trilobite. They lived all over the Earth 290 million years ago. You got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. What's the thing next to it? That's
a Celtic emblem. Next to that is a bust of Shakespeare. Down below that, some runes. Across the way on the other side, there's a dragon head. There's, Egyptian scarab. A couple of different things.
Yeah. Skull? Celtic cross? Yin and yang? Where did you get these? What are they?
They're solid symbols.
Solid symbols? Well, I get the solid part. Yeah, the little miniature sculptures. But where'd you get them?
Bought them online. www.solidsymbols.com.
Why do they all look like they're 1,000 years old or something, or like some archaeologist dug them up?
I don't know. I guess it's because they represent really, really old ideas.
Old ideas?
Yeah. Ideas that were around a long time before you, me, this company, and are going to be around a long time after. And besides, that's the style he chose.
He? Who he?
The artist. One guy. One guy makes all these. Right here in the U.S.
And you can afford to buy art from an American artist?
Dude, they're $10 a piece. You spent more than that on lunch.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. Louise's got a couple, too. And I got some hanging at home.
So what are they for?
What do you mean, what are they for? They give me something else to look at besides spreadsheets. They remind me to think about things that are old and important.
Yeah, well, you know, when most people want to put something up in their cubicle, they usually put up a postcard or a cartoon strip.
Yeah, well, there's a big difference about the art in this cubicle.
Yeah, what's that?
It's interesting enough for somebody to be standing here talking to me about the art in this cubicle. And you can put that dragon head right back where you found it, thank you.
Oh, sorry. It just fits so nicely in my hand.
Yeah, well, toddle back off to your desk. www.solidsymbols.com.
Subtle hint. Was that a subtle hint?
You're brilliant.
You're weird.
Thank you very much.